Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial. It's getting real out here, y'all.
It is getting real. Very, too real. It's ridiculous what this big Rona doing, child. Lord have mercy. Well, hey, y'all. Hey, Welcome back. It is season three.
I'm not going to play with you in these drums.
Season three. It is season three, y'all. Woo, woo, woo.
We are so excited to be back.
We are so freaking excited, y'all, because it is in just a couple of more hours our 1 year anniversary. And yes, when you guys listen to this,
it will definitely be our
one year anniversary.
I'm not. Hurting these drums. I'm done. I am so done.
Y'all, but seriously,
it'll be our 1 year anniversary, and we're super excited to be continuing to do this.
Yes, we have learned so many different things, ups, downs, tears, joy, just everything. We have truly learned. We have been on other different platforms. We have had so many different lovely people on our platform. We just want to continue to just grow and continue to keep shining. We really, really, really appreciate you guys for your support. So continue to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a family member, to tell their cousin, mama, grandma. Well, maybe not their grandma, but no, I'm just playing. Everybody.
Right.
Like, comment, share, subscribe. Any networking opportunities, if you want to be on an episode, reach out to us, email us. Our email is breakthenarrative1@gmail.com. And we would love to talk to you and chat it up. So. Yes.
Well, you know, because us millennials, we get a bad rap, child.
For everything.
They trying to blame the coronavirus spreading so rapidly on us.
No.
That's not us.
I mean, that's definitely not us. That was
We're not on spring break. We're at work.
Right. Like, what the hell? And y'all them little college kids, y'all ain't giving them their caps and gowns. So, shit. They took over the beach. But, seriously, y'all, we, you know, they do be trying to shit. But happy anniversary once again to Break the Narrative family. So what's been going on? This big Rona?
Child, that's about it. I mean, because we've been stuck in the house. I mean, there's really nothing that has been happening. And it's so funny because March was supposed to be like this super big month for me. Like, I had a million networking events that I was scheduled to go to. Podcast live shows and all kinds of stuff, concerts and shit. Right. Which we're not going nowhere.
That's so sucky.
Corona said, no, ma'am, you're gonna sit right there. And I'm like, okay, so am I gonna get my money back for these things or what? They're like, oh no, we're just gonna reschedule. Yeah. But bitch, when?
Yeah.
Next year?
Yeah, it probably is gonna be like, damn, that's so messed up. I just thought about that. That's crazy. Well, we do have something new that we did do. We had a dope-ass photo shoot to celebrate the first year of Break the Narrative and just our accomplishment as a whole and as a team and as a business. It was really dope.
It was. It was definitely an experience.
The vibes was amazing.
It was.
It was an experience because, child, y'all. Listen, I got dressed outside the car, y'all. Like, y'all understand, we was rushing. Like, you would not even think from them pictures. Of course, you guys will see them as we're talking about it. And y'all have probably saw
a few of them.
Yeah, a few of them. But you would not even think. Like, y'all would have thought that we would have looked like some damn crackheads because we was rushing.
Okay? And we got up early thinking we had plenty of time. And it was just like,
I didn't even have all of my hair sewn.
She had half a head of hair. When I got there, when she was finishing her makeup and I was about to get mine done, her hair was half done. So she finished her face and then left and went to get the rest of her hair finished while I got my face done.
Y'all, like, that's crazy.
A mess.
It was a whole mess. And then literally, so I had to rush and meet them at the spot, and y'all had to get dressed outside, like inside, outside,
like, but literally outside, like,
yeah, like literally outside,
standing in your doorway of your car.
It was so crazy.
But we made it happen.
Yes, we made it happen, Captain, okay? Because that's just what we do. We make magic, and that's what we did. Shout out to our dope-ass photographer for the photo shoot. His name is Sed. You guys probably have seen him on Instagram. His name on there, Shot by Sed.
His work is amazing.
So amazing, and he definitely made us feel comfortable because we never, ever had a professional photo shoot, y'all. And, like, I mean, you know, we done took little pictures at Black Bar, a.k.a. Green Bar, you know, when you take the kids. So, you know,
your one-hour photo.
Right. You being there with your boyfriend in high school or something. You know, they just be like, cheese, click, click, click. It's real simple and quick. But this, y'all, it was so different for me, especially y'all. C had it down pat. Like, don't let her fool y'all. She just knew what to do, y'all. She was camera ready.
I spend a lot of time in front of my ring light.
See, I don't do none of that, y'all. And so, I was looking like, what the fuck? Like, where I'm supposed to look? What I'm supposed to do? Y'all, but he directed us very well, and we got it done, and they look absolutely amazing. We cannot be more happier with the pictures.
Yes.
Shanika, shout out to her. She is my hairdresser, and I've known her since I was in elementary school. That's so crazy. But she's so dope. She's always booked. Everybody loves her. Everybody loves her work. Her Instagram is Hair by Nika. Shay, and it's Shaye. If you guys want to follow her, or, you know, hit her up for your hair needs, she's amazing.
We'll put everybody's info in the description for the episode too, that way y'all can find it.
Yeah. And then last but not least,
bitch. Brr, 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 brr. I'm gonna take these garage band drums from her ass.
Last but not least, drum roll. All right, we did enough. It is our girl, our Brittany. Y'all, Brittany, of course, was our bomb-ass makeup artist. She's the best makeup artist in the world, and I ain't just saying that. My girl is amazing. She will make... Y'all know how Jesus told water to wine?
You know what?
She will turn these faces, child. Literally, me and
it was just so effortless, like, just watching her work, like, it's so with ease,
with so much ease. Like, me and C was Tina and she was Ike, y'all. She beat the fuck out of us, okay? When I say beat us, not only that, she was with us the whole day. She was our creative director, our other photographer for our other shoot. Like, she did that. When I say she did that, she really did. And we cannot be more than thankful for you and always supporting us and being there for us. So, shout out to you, Brittany.
Yes, Britt. We appreciate you.
And her Instagram, too, is simply BBEI Pro Makeup 1 on Instagram. And like C said, we'll put everything on the episode. But this photo shoot was amazing. It was something new for us. It made us feel great. We were outside, y'all, we was not social distancing at that moment, but y'all, it was so many people outside.
It was. Everybody, because we went to Piedmont Park to get some shots, and there was people everywhere.
Like, there was people everywhere.
They had blankets laid out. They had music. They had alcohol. They was tossing footballs.
Picnic.
You would have thought it was spring break at Piedmont Park.
Like, seriously. And if y'all saw, because we went on live and actually showed everybody. If y'all saw that live, y'all saw, like, everybody and their grandma was outside. It was like, what the hell?
Dogs included.
Because we literally thought nobody was going to be out there. We were just going to run out there, do a couple of shots, and leave.
But we had to wait for people to move out the way and shit.
They were doing maternity shoots and everything.
Like, ma'am, you are pregnant. You are not supposed to be exposed to this many people.
At all. And not only that, y'all, we had to help with the maternity shoot to get the little baby to smile. I'm like, well, girl, where's my coins? Because I didn't know.
I'm helping. I have been of assistance.
But nah, it was dope. But yeah, it was a lot of people out. And we were right there by the Beltline too. So y'all know everybody. Now they're saying nobody needs to be there. But when we were out there, everybody was out there.
Yeah.
I think too, because they was like, oh, you can go outside. Everybody can go outside.
But everything else was closed. So everything was closed. There wasn't much.
Yeah, because we were trying to find food and everything.
I was like, but y'all found something. After I left.
Right here. The Mexican restaurant on Thornton. I bet they still open. They don't get no fucks. He said he getting a lot of money.
I mean, he the only one open shit.
Yep. But yeah, so that was really, really, really dope. And also, when we were out there, we networked. We met some more people.
Right. Some other podcasters and people, you know, production and things like that. So it was a great day. Like, it was just an overall
amazing day.
We got a lot accomplished unknowingly, you know? Yeah. Like, we had this photo shoot planned ahead of time.
Yep.
But
we didn't know everything that happened in that
right because like I said happen. We planned the month of March was planned. We were supposed to be booked and busy. Yeah. Like, we had stuff to do.
We had a lot of stuff.
All of a sudden, like, shit just got turned upside down.
And but what's so crazy to me is, like you said, how, you know, this happened for a reason. In a sense, we hate, of course, any deaths or everybody who's been exposed or all the hard work that everybody is having to do behind it. But honestly, it's so crazy because we're still getting reached out to, like, ask if this is over. We need to do this. We want to do this. So it's like, I feel like at this time, while everybody is, nothing's going on, like, pour into yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do something that you have never done before. Try something new. If that's writing a book or reading a book or waking up every day doing a positive affirmation or working on a business, getting your ideas, your goals, whatever it is, like, pour into yourself, because now is the time. Like, when this is all over and said and done and everybody's back busy and you could be working on that one thing that you, oh, dang, I planned this. I had this idea. Execute. You know what I'm saying? Like, be proactive and get it done. Because that's exactly what we did for Break the Narrative. And here we are at 1 year and doing amazing. Mm-hmm. So.
And, I mean, now's the time. And everything now can pretty much be done virtually, as we've seen. True. And people
doing baby showers virtually.
People didn't think that before, you know. I mean, of course, you want to have that social interaction with other people. Because that's important. But
spending all that money.
But, I mean, it's proven, especially for a lot of different businesses.
Yep.
Now you can't say, oh, you can't work from home. It can be done.
It can definitely be done.
It can certainly be done. It's changed. I don't think our world is ever going to be the same because everything has changed.
We've never seen this coming.
No.
Never, ever. Literally. And so we do want to shed some light, though, especially in times like this, because everybody can always be focused on such negative things, especially going through all the corona things. So Tyler Perry did a challenge and he did his challenge. Let's get my voice ready. He's got his whole world in his hands. He's got his whole
not with the drum.
He's got his whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands. Y'all wish I could sing, but y'all know I can only sing in the shower. One day I'll show y'all. But
that was
so dope when he did that, because I think we lose sight of, even if you know that's not your religion, but we lose sight of things, especially when chaos and toxic things are around us.
It's just a reminder.
We can get sunken into that.
It's a reminder that we're not in control. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you believe in, if you are Christian, if you're not, if you believe in the universe, Buddha, Allah, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The point is that this is bigger than us.
Yeah.
We are not in control. We don't know what's going to happen.
Nope.
We don't know what to expect. It is what it is. But the only thing that you can do is control the controllables. You can be grateful for the things that you do have.
Exactly.
Because people have been greatly impacted by this. And some people have jobs, some people don't.
Right.
And if you do have a job, and if you do still have income coming in, you are blessed and you need to be grateful for that. And I think this is reminding us of that. And it's reminding us of the things that are really important. Spending time with your family is important. You know, taking time to read
Getting
a book.
Getting back to that family structure. And
letting go of
spending time with your kids.
Letting go of the materialism. Because that's all capitalism is built on, is money.
Yep.
That's all people care about. But people are losing money left and right. Guess what we still left with? Community.
Yep.
People that are around
love.
You. Love. Being nice to people are the things that we have
left.
Humanity. You cannot take that away from us.
You can't. You cannot.
The money can be gone tomorrow.
Nope.
Stock market crashing.
Yep.
401ks dropping.
Okay.
Everybody panicking. But guess what? At the end of the day, none of that's going
to
matter.
Nope. But who you going to have to lean on to? Or who's going to be there for you?
Right.
And that's what matters.
Yep. So be grateful. Find something every day to be grateful for. Even though I've been working from home, my kids been getting on my damn nerves because they love to make noise while I'm on the phone. And y'all know I got to make these calls. But, I mean, I'm grateful that we have a roof, and I'm grateful that we have the resources for me to be able to work from home.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for the time that I do get to spend with them.
Right.
It's a blessing in disguise.
It is. It truly is. It really is. And you just got to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, people do what they want to do, but when it's time for things that they have to do, is so hard, but it doesn't have to be. So break that narrative and do what you got to do. We also salute all of our first responders, healthcare professionals, and those who are still having to go to work to risk your lives.
Grocery store clerks.
Yes. Truck drivers, the restaurants,
fast food employees, right?
Just any and everybody who is working, who's surrounded around people, who can't social distance, who have to work because you have these essential businesses. We salute you, because I'm one of them. So trust me, I understand. I salute you guys. I'm standing in the gap with y'all. We will get through this, because this too shall pass.
Amen.
Okay. So now it's time for our...
It's a mess.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving these drums.
We are taking these drums away from my ass.
Bullshit, shade, and shenanigans. Hey.
Yes. So, I mean...
Of course, the virus is all the bullshit, shade, and shenanigans.
Because 2020 is canceled entirely.
Where's 2021 at?
Canceled. We canceled. Ain't nothing.
Y'all, it's really canceled. Because, listen, we had trips planned. See, birthday. Y'all, fucking book it. Is
gone out of business. I was thinking like, oh, I haven't, my trip's not until October.
Right.
We got some time. You know, this will fade away by then. Bitch, book it went out of business. And do you know, they didn't even give us.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you get your money back?
Hell nah. You know why? Because we have to call our credit card companies and dispute the charges. Do you know I've been trying to call Capital One, bitch, and there is a hour and 45 minute wait to 2 hours to get in contact with one of their representatives to dispute these charges.
They don't have a thing where they can call you back. You know how sometimes if it's a long
wait. No, that wasn't even an option. I was looking for that. It wasn't even an option.
That's crazy.
So I haven't been able to get through them. I mean, because I've been working.
That is so crazy.
I don't have 2 hours to sit on the phone.
That's crazy.
I don't, but I do need that money back. Give my coins back.
All of it.
So I can plan another trip. Like, I mean, I'm hoping that all of this dies down, and I'm hoping that, I don't know, book it. I don't know what they're going to do.
Because we damn sure was going to be in Jamaica in October.
Okay, Jamaica, but ready to go.
I didn't go through book it. I was just going to fly right there, child.
But you know what? They said that the airline hasn't canceled our tickets, but book it canceled the reservation on the room. So our tickets
are
still...
But I thought the airline was, it was attached, no?
It is, but it was still booked through the airline.
Airline, okay.
So, and I haven't gotten anything specifically from the airline.
So maybe you'll get a credit, or maybe y'all still have.
Do you know how many flight credits I have right now?
Yeah, I got a lot too, child. But shit, I got one for, I hope they don't cancel my damn trip to,
Right, because we're still supposed to be going to LA in June. But
it's
I haven't heard anything else about that. So hopefully all this is cleared up by then. Hopefully I can get my money back and I can rebook my room for Jamaica, and we can still continue with our trip that we had planned and go on about our lives. Because I don't want to spend my 30th birthday in fucking quarantine. Right. Like, I don't want to do that. And I feel sorry for those of you who have had to do that.
Aww. Oh, I might have to.
July. We don't need a do-over. We all need a do-over.
You know what? We celebrate for all the holidays, all the birthdays, everybody whose birthday was messed up out there, all our Break the Narrative fam, we gonna celebrate y'all, because this is ridiculous.
It is. We just need to throw one big-ass party.
We gonna have our parties.
I'd be damned if I spend my 30th birthday in quarantine. I'm not here for it.
That's crazy. Think about the people who have had to, though.
Like, we got how many months? What is it? We got 6 months. Come on.
Okay, but the way the orange man set up, who and they call the president, child, the way he set up, shit, this might be going into 2021.
He's talking about y'all will be good by Easter. Sir, how?
When you just extend, child, he just so damn dumb.
Like, stop speaking before you have all the facts.
And just like these kids, we know they're not going back to school.
Exactly, and they just don't want to say it. Because April 24th, I don't know where you guys are. I know in Kansas, they've canceled school for the year indefinitely.
Really?
Already.
So they just don't want to tell us.
Right. So Georgia's, they're stalling.
Yeah, because, so originally they were supposed to go back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Now y'all, they done pushed it to April. I mean.
Well, no, next week is spring break. So they were supposed
to. No, they were supposed to go after next mm-hmm. week. But they pushed it. But now it's April, what,
24th.
Y'all, first of all, let me tell y'all, if y'all live in the surround, I know most of Atlanta schools in May 20th. And y'all think they ass is not about to go back to school. And not only that, those last like week or
they
two,
have early release
they
days.
They have early release days. So what the hell they fucking look like going back to school? It makes no sense. But they just don't want to tell us. They keep on acting like, oh, we're getting through this. No, bitch, just let us know.
Right. Just tell
me
now. Because
we already tied them through with these kids now.
So we can make plans. I'm not staying the whole summer in the house with these kids. Y'all got to go.
Maybe I can. Maybe we can start them a school. In
y'all have
house.
To go.
And they could teach their.
Somebody got a farm. We gonna put all the kids on a farm.
Okay, I was on a farm when I was little. My granddaddy owned one. Dang, my granddaddy would have been 99 yesterday.
Wow,
that's crazy.
99.
Child. I used to make us pick them damn peas and shit.
Not peas.
Oh, I was so damn tired. I used to take the cows and you know the little thing.
Ew.
Yeah, that was crazy. But anyway, but that is a blessing to have done all that.
Mm-hmm.
But moving right along, what right. else we got? Oh, yeah. So, y'all, this orange man, a.k.a. Trump, who y'all call y'all president, he stated this, and this is directly what he said. He said, it's people dying who have never died before.
And
now, let's say it one more time so we can just marinate. All right. On in his excuse me, one of his press conferences, all you can do is laugh at this man. He got up there and said, and he was so serious and concerned. This man said, "It's people dying who have never died before."
And it's like, no shit, Sherlock. Because if they died already, they wouldn't be alive. You have to be alive to die.
And I'm like, well, are you one of them?
Because you're not making no sense.
Because you're not making no sense at all with your dumb ass. Like, how are you running this country? Please tell me.
Like, I don't understand. And it's like, how could that have been? Don't die now.
I got the Rona.
How could that? It's like, how could that have been misconstrued? Like, I don't even think there is a way that you could have twisted that to make it make sense. Because it don't make sense.
Not sense at
all. Mm-mm. Child, this is the man y'all put in office. And that's like everybody talking about these stimulus checks. I'm like, oh, y'all gonna vote for Trump because y'all getting this check? Fuck no.
No.
I will not.
Nope.
He better run me my goddamn check and go on about his business.
And then, too, everybody think that check is so much money. Like, y'all.
It's not.
$15,000. Shit. $1 million ain't a lot of money. Like, if you just really thinking about it.
And think so about the people that are really out of work. Like that.
Who little, got bills.
That little
got,
right. $1,200 to $2,200, depending if you got kids or not. That shit ain't going to be nothing.
Nothing. So.
Without the amount of work that you're missing.
Don't get me wrong. Like, people are grateful for that. But.
I mean, it's going to help. But Jesus.
I owe the government. So I ain't even. I'm hating on y'all. So. Forget everybody who getting one. No, I'm just playing. I'm happy for you guys. Go ahead and cash out me some money. But, child, what about these women who twerking on Instagram? Because you know everybody and their mama live.
It's like, listen.
Put your pussy lips on live.
I get $1,000.
Child, Boosie, he started. I love Boosie to death, y'all. Listen, that man is too funny to me.
He's hilarious.
Too funny. If him and Plies get a reality show. Y'all, this popcorn went down my damn throat.
You're about to die.
But if him and Plies get a reality show, I don't even watch TV, but I will watch that show every day. Every day.
Because they are funny.
They are.
And but, he done started some shit. And I mean, it's like I said, I know people was doing this already.
I didn't know people was doing this.
You know they was doing it already. Somebody, somewhere.
I didn't know they was getting on live, putting their pussies on live, putting dildos in them.
I'm sure somebody somewhere was doing things like this.
This is crazy.
But now y'all really like doing it on live for everybody to see and announcing it. Yes. And then doing it with people who have these large platforms like this.
Tory Lanez, Young and May.
I think that's the thing. People. It's like before people was doing it with people who got like 3 followers or whatever.
But you got all these people looking.
All these people. All of these people.
Child John showed me one where the girl got the deal done with her. He telling her exactly where to put it and move it. And I said, what the heck? They couldn't do no OnlyFans? Or
I'm saying.
You couldn't do that shit by yourself somewhere?
Bitch, get a premium Snapchat.
Right.
Get an OnlyFans account.
Because Magic City show.
Right.
You throwing ones? We throwing that ass virtually. Okay? Right.
Send us some Cash App. Cash App us some ones.
And I told you they need to deliver the damn wings with it.
Like, oh, sir, you spent $200 today?
We're going to get DoorDash or Uber Eats to bring you some wings from Magic City. Y'all know Magic City got the best damn wings.
They're on the house.
Yes, child. If they did that, my fat ass would be like, thank you. Here you go. I go ahead and get $5. I had one of my homeboys or somebody look at the damn twerk session. But it is crazy how all these girls are. But you know, I mean, I guess because the strippers got to make some money.
I mean, the strippers do, but these are not the strippers. These are regular bitches.
Maybe.
And if I was a stripper, I would be mad. Because, bitch, you're infringing upon my cash. Like.
Not only that, they give him large amount of money.
Like, you are cutting into my check. You don't do this on the regular, bitch. This is my way of living. This is how I pay my bills. This is how I feed my kids.
Right. I wonder what they doing.
I would be hot if I was a sex worker. Whatever you do, if you got an OnlyFans account, if you do porn, whatever. And these bitches just start busting it open on live for $200, bitch. No. Right.
Bitch, I made that in an hour. That's how the strippers feeling.
Like, what?
Well, they make more than that, huh?
Right. So they getting off cheap.
Child.
No.
Put your pussy lips on live. I get child. And then Boosie's so smart, y'all. He made a fucking song. Okay, when I tell y'all he knew how to network that shit. And I ain't gonna even lie, it is a motherfucking bop. Y'all, when every time somebody play it, I get the gyrating, child. That thing be like, put your pussy lips on live. I started crumping that shit.
No. Take these drums from her, y'all.
Y'all, it's so funny.
I cannot.
It's so funny. He really made a song.
This is ridiculous. Like, I know y'all bored. And then, like, you've seen the people with all these, like, random challenges. They got people putting firecrackers in their mouth, bitch. You got people setting their mouths on fire. Like,
what?
Y'all need to shave their motherfucking eyebrows off. Like, y'all are doing
so bored.
Too much.
People is upset. They
bored in the
outside.
House, in the house bored.
Bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. Bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. That was genius, though. That was
it
funny. That was genius. And then all the TikTok videos.
Yep.
Child, we made us one. We gonna put it up.
Right. So y'all gonna see our TikTok video.
I'm getting old, though. I ain't know nothing about no TikTok. My niece, my son, everybody be showing me.
Right.
All their TikTok videos, and they be all. And then I'm like, let me do one with you. You want to embarrass me. Oh,
right,
okay.
Because I damn sure didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Me and Peanut made this video. You know how long it took me to learn them 3 little moves? It took me forever. I was like, dang, I'm old. I'm officially that old ass mama that don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Damn. That's been me.
God damn. Tragic.
Well, everything is. Oh, y'all. So, how did I forget? So, all our Break the Narrative fam. Who has been supporting us from day one. Shout out to everybody who's new. We love new people and welcoming everybody. But the seasoned ones, y'all know that we have on our episode where we have listener letters. And that is where you write to us if you want to talk about a topic that we talked about on one of the episodes, or you have any ideas, or you just want to share something that you're going through that you may think somebody else is going through, and you want to shed light on the situation, or you want our advice, or whatever it is, we will read your letter on our episode. We won't say your name or certain things that
unless you want us to.
Right, unless you want us to. Or even if you just want to write us and you don't want us to read it, that's fine too. But we just share it to have, you know, some open discussion. And we actually got a letter.
Yes.
And that's real good because we starting off season 1, season 3, right, child?
Right. We got a letter And we want to say thank you for taking the time to write us. We certainly appreciate it. And we know that it's not always easy to share your story. But thank you so much. So I'm going to read a few little snippets because she wrote a lot. And I don't want to, you know, boost our heads up too much because she did give us a lot of compliments. And that's great. But we're not going to talk about that. Okay. So says, hello, ladies. I saw your Facebook post and must say that you both are stunning. I can't lie. I found your business page and started to skip around and listen to some of the episodes. I love the fact that it's so real and funny. This is a dope podcast. And I can't wait to listen to all the episodes, especially since they have us all in jail at the moment. Girl, yes. I allowed my... y'all... come get Alicia in these damn drums. Okay, so I allowed my boyfriend's baby mother and their kids, plural, to come stay with us.
Plural.
Due to her apartment flooding, and it has been the worst nightmare ever since. It's been 2 years, and I have caught them fucking in the whole nine.
The fuck?
Oh, some things I am too embarrassed to even share with the world. I think a part of me feels like I need him because he literally takes care of me and provides for my everyday life. I have not worked in 5 years, and I'm just trying to find a leg to stand on. I feel helpless without him. When people say don't judge a book by its cover, I am that cover, so please don't judge because I have been through so much. I know a lot of things I can't control, but in a way, I don't feel like I have control. I feel like God placed your podcast right in my lap. I got tired of reading. And so I started crying and then boom, came across y'all podcast and it was everything I needed to hear. I don't know either of you. Okay. Y'all chemistry is great. Not too many females have great chemistry. That's because we vibe like that, you know.
Yeah. That's my
but then she says, I just don't know what direction to turn to, but I know it's some other females maybe listening and going through the same bullshit or have been through something similar. I tried to be perfect, but I am not enough, obviously. I cook, clean, I wash their clothes, I watch their kids because I don't have anything and nothing is enough.
Oh, hell no.
I feel like I'm suffocating and being dragged. I don't even know who I am anymore. I graduated from school and I haven't done anything with my degree but chase after a man. My family hates me because of him and I know they are just looking out for me, but I don't know what to do anymore. I just thought I would share a little bit of my story. I feel crazy for writing all of this, but I also feel better to get it out as well. So we wanted to say thank you.
Yes.
For sharing and being so candid.
Because you didn't have to be.
And we're going to call her Melody.
Okay. Melanie.
I said Melody.
Oh, Melody.
Same thing. Don't matter. Male, girl. Okay, so, but we wanted to just say, first of all, thank you for sharing. And just keep your head up. And you have got to be a saint.
You do.
First and foremost. Because
bitch, 2 years. The fuck? Listen, you need to listen. If you haven't got to our episode, and it's called
Pitch a Tent, bitch.
You need to listen to the episode, because, baby, you're going to love the episode. You can get everything you need from that episode.
And it's funny, because we talked about a similar situation.
Yes. Like, girl, you are so much more and worth it.
I mean, obviously, you're educated, so we know that you know better. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, sometimes we all do stupid shit for love.
We do. We do. Especially until I feel like it's more of because it's been so long that he has held everything down and you feel helpless. But I just want you to know that you're not. You said you have family that doesn't mess with you because of him. And, you know, they just don't want to see you going through that. And they probably know what type of trash ass man nigga he is. Because I ain't going to even call him a man. But I feel like if you reached out to them or you have friends, you know, your family, and you really truly want to get out of that situation, you definitely could.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I think that they'll really be there to support you. Yeah. But a lot of times you can't help people unless they want to help themselves. Yeah. And if you were, you know, settling for being in that situation and didn't see a way out or didn't see yourself getting out of that, then there's nothing that they can do.
Right.
Because it's your decision, it's your life. So at the end of the day, they either have to accept it and just let it go. And their way of dealing with that is to separate themselves. They don't have to witness it.
Right.
So I think that if you just let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm ready to move on and let this go. Because you're capable.
You are.
And you can. And it don't matter if you've done nothing with your degree thus far. You still have that degree.
Yes.
And
it's never too late.
It's never too late. And you are still capable. You just have to believe.
Put your crown on and straighten it up.
And keep it pushing.
And the thing is, once and you can start over, like, you don't need him. You don't need anybody but yourself. It all starts with you, and you have to believe that. Because you can tell yourself that all day, but once you start believing it,
right,
actions will follow behind your plan.
And just take small steps and start finding little things to do. You know, I mean, it's not easy to start over. We've all hit rock bottom and had to start from scratch, but the thing is that we're capable of doing it.
Yep. And when you get it out the mud from yourself, you're gonna feel so much more appreciative of
and
what
accomplished.
You accomplished, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're gonna be like, oh my god, you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't expect with our podcast and just certain things in life, like a lot of things that we've been through or just anything, like we don't expect certain things to come from it. But when you just do it and you step out on faith and you just put that foot in front of the other, mm-hmm, and be like, you know what,
I'm just gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. Child, you'll be
surprised
by what happens. Like, seriously. So
don't
we are
faith.
Rooting for you.
And no one's judging you.
No, not at all. We are rooting for you.
Everybody goes through things.
Everybody does.
And if he allowed you. Right. If she, first of all,
you cooking, cleaning, washing their clothes, washing.
Bitch, my name is not Molly, and I am not your maid. So do not. No, you and your kids. No, no,
like,
no,
fuck them kids.
No. Right. Fuck them kids. No. And we don't know if y'all have kids together or what the situation is,
yeah,
but that's not an excuse.
It's not. Because it could be, so like, you know what I'm saying? We could play the devil advocate. We could say maybe y'all were all having a threesome in the beginning, then it didn't work out. And I mean, it could be so
we
many
don't know.
Different things. But the simple fact is, if you're feeling the way that you feel, obviously it's an issue, period. Mm-hmm. And obviously you're getting, they are stepping on you because they know they can. You're
right.
Being too nice.
And you're allowing
saying?
It.
And a lot of people who are too nice get taken advantage of. And I feel like in this situation, you get taken advantage of, and girl, you don't have to be getting taken no advantage of. Fuck mm-mm. them, stupid
they
ass motherfucker. Okay,
they can get the fuck on.
Okay.
I just
get
that's
the fuck.
That's
crazy.
Just crazy to me. Like, I would never, and he doesn't really care about you
in 2 years
because he would have never put you in that position. First of all, like I said, you're
a
saint for opening up your home.
Right.
I don't know if he was like, oh, this is my baby mom, and
I can't see
and my kids
on the street. But then that's, you know, some women they feel like, if they love him, like, you know, I guess because it's different. Because, like, what if you were put in that situation? Like, if he said,
there's a time limit.
We but would you allow it?
We have.
See, I wouldn't. I'd be like, well, I don't give a fuck. You go with her. Give a fuck. Get by. Get the fuck out of my house.
We have a. I would say we have a cap. And it goes into consideration what the backstory is. So, if, what depending on what their relationship was like prior to this happening and what your relationship was like with her prior to this happening. Because if he's got those kids already. You know, I mean, obviously, you probably have had some interaction with her.
Yeah.
So, I think that would play a big part. But
in your
honestly,
because I don't give a fuck with the back story, the end story, the start story, the other story. You ain't coming to me with no motherfucking situation like that. I would be like,
I'll go.
Like, all right, babe.
Y'all can stay here. I'll leave.
No matter of fact, get your shit and get the fuck out. Mm. Or I will leave. What? Y'all can have it. Bye. Peace the fuck out. No.
It just depends.
But it's a lot of women that are strong. Like, but I commend her. Like, I'm not saying, because honestly, I couldn't do it. But because you could do that, like, your heart is super big. Like, that is amazing. Like,
it's just really unfortunate that they taking advantage of
it. Yeah, because I really feel like all
that. But you know what? Somebody's going to appreciate it.
Girl, yes. It's
somebody.
If any of our listeners listening out here, girl, let me plug you. But somebody will definitely appreciate that. And you're going to get everything you need and want.
And deserve.
And you ain't going to even be looking for it. Trust mm-hmm. me. It's going to fall in your lap, girl.
We are rooting for you.
We
but
sure
you have to speak positivity into yourself. Stop feeling helpless. Stop feeling like you can't do it. Because you can.
Right. And like you said, you just find that niche. And girl, the sky is the limit. It really is. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has a story. Everybody has
and this
a testimony.
Is part of your story.
Right. This is part of your testimony. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's been through bad things. Everybody did some bad shit. Nobody is Miss Perfect Patty. So I don't care who it is who try to ally they Perfect Patty. Tell them get the fuck because they not. And at
and
the end
lying.
Of the day, quit fucking lying. And at the end of the day, girl, you're going to thrive. You're going to succeed. Just get yourself out of that situation. If you truly, truly want it, then you're going to do it.
Find a way or make a way, sis.
Okay, because we make ways, baby. We make magic happen. Mm-hmm. Turn water into wine, child. Well, we can't do that, but we can damn show.
Not turn water into wine.
We can damn show at Christ light. Oh, now I cuss and I say Christ light. But okay. It's damn in the Bible.
We a work in progress. It's okay.
Okay. Child. Ooh, but yeah, child. Please write us and let us know what's going on with your situation. Because we definitely want to keep updated. We hope we helped in some type of way. We're sending all our love, our motivation. Light and
positivity, girl.
Yes, girl. You got this. We rooting for you, child. Yes. Fuck them kids. Fuck him. Fuck that bitch. Fuck all that shit. Fuck that house. Fuck the radius. Fuck the dough. Fuck the neighbors. Fuck all that shit, girl.
Not the neighbors.
Move far away. Run.
The neighbors didn't do it, girl.
I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck. They right there, so fuck. Get out.
Oh my goodness, y'all. No more drums. Okay, so now that we really just wanted to kind of check in with everybody on this episode, because
everything shut the fuck down. We got a curfew, y'all. When the last time you had a curfew? I can't even remember.
Bitch, Walmart closes at 8 p.m. When has Walmart ever closed at 8 p.m.?
When the fuck has Waffle House ever not been open? Let's just talk about that.
This is a whole problem.
This is crazy. We got a whole curfew, y'all, and our mama did not put us on it. Okay? Rona did. Everybody in the house. Everybody bored. Like, this is crazy. We never thought we would see this coming.
No. So, send us your messages and
so, do you remember when we were talking and we had our podcast and I was telling you about the chicken? And remember I was saying in China, they fucking the chickens and all that and stuff.
And, remember, y'all, I kept saying coronavirus. Send me this video of this man, and he really was fucking this chicken.
Yeah, it was really sad.
And it was very disturbing. I'm going to say that. Like, it was very, very disturbing. The chicken was alive, okay? The chicken was fully alive.
Yeah, the chicken, it was so sad.
It was very sad. Like,
what hole was he putting it in?
I guess that's the hole where the chicken laid eggs at.
And y'all, when I say he was fucking this shit out of the chicken, y'all,
bro.
And he was in China. It looked like he was in the back of the house, like the, where they cook the Chinese food.
What? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay, I'm stop. But seriously, y'all, he was fucking the shit out of. And I kept telling her, I said, coronavirus. Y'all, this is when all this shit did not blow up yet, though. Remember, I kept saying, and you like, did. Coronavirus, what? Because y'all not mind, y'all.
I didn't know what you was saying. She just kept talking about.
This has been, and y'all know I'm in healthcare field. This has been, been going on since November. Like, Trump been knew about this, okay? And I kept telling her, and she was like, what? I said, girl, this is, I'm telling you that, child, and look what done happened. This man fucking the fucking chicken.
Bitch, she sent me this video and I was at work, first of all. And I was literally sitting at my desk like, what?
With your mouth open on the floor.
Yes! Jaw on the floor. Like, this man is really sticking his thang in this chicken.
And like, he even making the sound. Like, he even like rolling his eyes in the head. Like, he really was fucking the hell out of the chicken. And y'all, I just, like, I know the chicken was hurting.
That poor chicken. I just feel so bad. Oh my god.
Not that poor chicken. You think the chicken was making noise?
Girl, shut up. Stop talking to me.
This is, and I know the man chicken. What they call the man chicken? The
rooster.
Hens, the roosters. I know the rooster.
Man chicken. The man chicken.
I know the rooster was sitting over there mad. How you think he was? That's my bitch. And this is fucking. Yeah, he probably didn't even have no dick, though, to be honest. Like,
I mean.
But it don't matter. You fucking a whole chicken. Like, that is just sad. Like, PETA need to go get him.
They do. I'm surprised.
I hope
PETA,
they do.
So I'm very surprised that PETA has not spoken out about that
about
video.
It.
Because that is terrible. So, where are they saying that this? I know. Cause
the virus came from that damn chicken he fucked.
Shut the fuck up. No, it didn't. The chicken that gave this man an STD, bitch.
The Rona. Wait, give him the Rona.
You think he washed his hands? That's why he didn't know how to wash his hands. He didn't wash his hands before he touched the chicken. He fucked the chicken. She gave him the Rona. The rooster came back, beat his ass. His blood was spilled. It was
foghorn leghorn, bitch.
Child, this is a mess. But the virus came, it's man-made, of course. It came from a lab. I honestly believe it came from Russia. And they put it on China.
In China. Yeah. To make it look like,
right. Because they're the ones who helped Trump get in office anyway. And I feel like they're the ones who, you know, took it to China, made it seem like, oh, China's so horrible. They done started all this shit. That's why his dumb ass got up there talking about the Chinese virus. Oh, he's just so ignorant. He not even ignorant. He ignorant.
So how do you feel about all of the conspiracy theories? So like with the 5G and all of this, and then the books, and they were like, oh, they wrote about this
on
in
Netflix. All
and I'm
the
just
stuff.
Like, y'all.
Oh, it's on a Lysol bottle. Of course it is.
Because it's a known, like it did exist.
It did exist.
But that doesn't mean that
people don't realize that.
There are different strains of viruses.
That's just like the flu, guys. You have strand A, you have strand B. We might have strand C, D, F, G, H, I, J, F, K. By the time we motherfucking die. Like, we don't know.
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? And I think people don't realize that. So the thing is, too, we can be carriers, but not actually have. That's why, and so many people are like, oh, how are these people, celebrities, saying they have this or whoever? You know, we don't know. We not right there.
But
by
that's like with anything.
But that's with anything.
Kids carry germs all the time, but that doesn't mean that they're not sick.
Right, they're not.
But they'll bring it home to you.
Right.
And you'll catch a cold, or you'll get the flu, or whatever. But they show no symptoms, but you got it from somewhere.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
They're thinking like, oh, this just, oh, how did the government have a name for it already? Now, COVID-19, yes, they made that shit up. But the coronavirus is always, that's why it is on a Lysol bottle. It's not they just printed off some damn label and just put it on the damn Lysol bottle. No.
I'm about to say, because I'm sure Lysol didn't just reprint everything that they've had, because I got some old ass cans of Lysol.
Exactly, and it's on there. And then everybody like, oh, the Simpsons said this and that. Child, everybody go back to the Simpsons and say they said this. I think they've been putting that shit on it, because I don't remember that. Like, I really don't remember. I mean, it may be. I'm going to have to watch the episodes, because I don't remember that. But I just feel like people are just blowing it, especially media.
The media is making it worse.
They're making it so much worse.
Because they only want to talk about the negative things, and they only want to talk about the people that are dying.
And we actually have way more people recovering from it than dying. We know
that it's the people who are immunocompromised, or the people who have pre-existing health conditions, or the people who have asthma, or the people who have COPD, or lung, or respiratory issues are the people that are hit the hardest. But that's because the virus attacks those areas, and they're already weak in those people.
Exactly. In which, that's why it is important to social distance. Let me just say that. Me and C, we've been around each other every day, like forever. Like, so, yes, y'all may be like, oh, y'all not social distancing. We're family. So, at the end of the day, our houses are literally neighbors. So, the thing is, all those people that were still out at bars and you still doing all type of stuff, and, you know, they're talking about that group of people when they say you're hurting people by not social distancing. So if you're still trying to have parties, if you're trying to, you know, do certain things
out
of the norm.
But that's even like me. I mean, I've been out in public places, but even if I had it, I wouldn't go to my grandma's house.
Right. You're not going to go. And if you're feeling sick,
I'm not going anywhere.
Stay the fuck home. But that's the problem. Oh, I got a little cold, got a little cough. Oh, I got a fever.
Keep your ass at home.
Stay the fuck home, please. Please stay at home. And right. I think that's the thing. People are just doing the fuck.
But you know what I think is hindering this too, specifically in Georgia, because it is pollen season.
Oh my God. And you know,
people can't. A lot of people may not know the difference in their symptoms.
But
they may not
the
know the difference between, oh, I'm coughing because of this pollen, or I'm coughing because I got the Rona.
Yeah, but if you coughing, with the coronavirus, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a slight fever. Even if it's not oh my God, this is such a high fever, you're going to have a slight fever. You might feel a slight it, like, you're not gonna have chills. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have allergies, you're gonna be sneezing, you're gonna be coughing,
you're gonna be congested,
right? Like how I sound, you're gonna, you know, oh, my eyes are watery, they're running. Mm-hmm. You'll know, like, you may have a sinus headache.
Girl,
you know,
every time I go outside, my face itches.
Itches, right.
Every time.
You may break out in hives. So, like, you just have to know the difference between, damn, I need to go to the ER because I have a fever, I can't breathe, my lungs are kind of not sounding right. I just need to go check this out. Whether then, oh, I could take some cold medicine or get some allergy medicine and it'll go away. I mean, I just feel like that's common sense.
But common sense ain't so common.
It's not, but I just feel like, you know, I mean, this is the wrong time now. Don't get me wrong, because my allergies are crazy. But I just feel like, you know, just kind of try to know the difference. Because it's real easy to know.
And then, you know, they say Black people, we don't follow directions because we think social distancing means just stay around people that you know. Which, I mean, I can't say
I disagree. I've been doing that because I so have been doing it, child.
But I know that the people that I've been around haven't been exposed to other people or been sick. Like, we've all been either at home or isolated. If they're still going to work, they're isolated.
Yeah.
Where they're working. So I don't feel like I'm, you know, like necessarily putting myself at risk. I feel like I'm putting myself more at risk when I go to the fucking grocery store.
You are. And that's the thing too, when you're, this virus can last on surfaces for 14 hours. So think about how many germs though you're touching. So that's the thing, doorknobs.
Wash your hands, gas pump.
This lady literally said, and I put this on everything, and I never heard nothing like this before. She said, I didn't know you're supposed to wash your hands for like 20 seconds. She's like, how do you wash your hands?
You fucking lying.
I was like.
You're joking, right? Haha, that was funny. No. Right.
No, it wasn't. Not at all.
Oh my God. I was like, wow. And I mean, but
you
working in the healthcare field, you see this shit firsthand.
That's why I'm moving to y'all. I ain't gonna say yet, but I got me a promotion and I'm about to, you know, moving on up
to the east side.
Of course, she knows my close friends, but. Yeah. You know, I've been working my ass off, y'all, for a long time, and I have been promoted in everything, every field that I've been in. And I'm not just saying that because I need props or need a congratulations. I'm saying that because if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I feel like you make yourself what you want to be. And, child, I'm about to go ahead and do something special.
Do it, girl.
But wash your hands, please wash your hands. What about these businesses losing so much money and all these people losing jobs, man?
It's just sad.
It is sad.
It's very, very sad.
Because even people who getting their hours cut back, like, you're losing so much. Like, it doesn't matter, you know?
So some people that are still considered essential might be working, but they're not working full time.
Yeah.
They're only working, like, maybe 2 or 3 days a week or 4 days a week. It's not, like, a full work week. So, I mean, that's income lost. Like, everybody's.
It is.
But these bills ain't going nowhere.
No. They not going no damn where.
Nowhere.
They ain't saying, oh, we going to cut the... Hell
no. No, just like they're saying, like, if you can't afford to pay your rent, you still need to pay your rent. And or mortgage. And or phone bill. And or light bill.
But that's what I'm saying. If you can't afford to pay it because you ain't working, they saying what?
They still going to charge you. Like, they're going to give you guys the grace periods.
Or they not going to do the...
they're not going to cut it off.
They can't evict you. Yeah, they can't cut you off.
They can't evict you. They can't disconnect it for the 60-day window. But that doesn't mean that bill is going to go away. So when that 60 days is up, if you haven't paid what you've already owed, it's just going to stack up. And you're still going to be responsible for paying it.
This is crazy. Y'all, I never in a million years would think we would see this.
Mm-mm. I say it every day. It feels like we're living in a movie. Like, this does not feel real at all.
It really doesn't.
This is like real life contagion.
Then, child, I know in Georgia right now, we have the curfew at 8 o'clock. So everything closes. And they're now giving out fines. Like, if you're caught in certain cities. Like, oh, you're caught. It's just like, what the hell?
I'm a grown woman.
Really? What if I just wanted to take a ride?
Right. Like, I'm tired of being in the house. I'm in my car.
But I can't be out. Like, damn, this is crazy. But to a certain extent, I feel like Trump wanted like this. He wants to be. But then, I don't know. This shit is crazy. Because I'm not going to say that. But this is crazy.
It is.
It is so crazy.
It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know. Our world's never going to be the same.
It really isn't.
It's not. If and when we recover from this.
Yeah, like, I feel, of course this going to pass and we shall overcome. But I feel like this is something that is just going to, it definitely will have an impact for the rest of.
The good thing I will say that it's happening with all of this is that our planet is getting a break.
Yeah.
People aren't driving as much, so you know the ozone layer has some time to take a breather.
Yeah.
The waters are clear.
Cause y'all, I ain't never not seen no traffic in Atlanta. Like
ain't no traffic.
Ain't no traffic, y'all.
None.
When I say Atlanta is traffic city besides LA, oh my
god. This traffic is terrible. But there has been none.
None. Like you can get anywhere, like zoom zoom.
Facts.
Fast.
Never.
Like
that never happens.
That's crazy.
But I think it's good. The earth is getting time to heal. The ozone layer is doing a little better. The purity of our waters is doing a little better. I mean, because climate change is very real, and we are the reason for that. We are the impact. We are what causes all of this. And with us kind of sitting still and being still for a minute, it gives it time to get a reprieve from all the damage that we're doing. Because I mean, before all of this was happening, it was earthquakes and tsunamis and wildfires and all of this stuff that was going on. And look how quiet it is now. Like, we haven't really heard anything about that. There's really not much going on. So I feel like this is all happening for a reason. Granted, the financial and economic impact is going to be great, but I think the environmental impact is going to be positive.
Even better, yeah.
It's going to be positive.
I feel like that too. And people need to find, you know, that reconnection of whatever it is, like your kids, you know, if you didn't spend a lot of time with them, or, you know, just getting to know them and teaching them. It sucks for the kids that school was their outlet. You know, we got to think about a lot of different things in this scenario. Like, it really sucks for so many different scenarios and different people and kids included. But get back to that love and that light, you know, like, let's come together, like, and we can do that, and this proves that. You know, it's so many certain things that we was not using platforms for that they're using platforms for. If you can get on Instagram and twerk that ass for $200, if you can put that pussy lip on live for $1,000, you know what you can do for yourself,
right?
Just on your phone or on your computer or on social media. Like, you better fucking know what the fuck you're doing and get this money out here, because it's a whole bunch of money. Y'all see the government just put out $4 trillion.
I'm about to say, ain't nobody doing
shit. Put your $4 trillion online. It's like, child.
Ain't nobody doing shit but spending money online shopping anyway.
But that's what you need to stop doing. Like, literally, if we couldn't go to the stores and couldn't online shop, like, we would be doing with what we have. Mm-hmm. And, like, what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? Everybody went crazy and got all the stuff out the stores. Like, it's just crazy. But at the end of the day, we're going to send nothing but love, light, and positive energy everybody's way.
Yes.
We are super excited to start season 3 off with you guys. Please send us anything. Email us. Hit us up on social media if y'all want to talk about different episodes that you would like to hear from us. I mean, different topics that you would like to hear from us. And
that's it. I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, we are super excited. We here. We live in direct, child.
Don't get too drunk. And remember, you're going to need your liver once this coronavirus passes.
Because I'm about to make my fourth drink.
we going to need our livers, okay? So slow it down, okay?
Right, because, you know, these restaurants, they selling the liquor now. You can come pick it up with your food.
I know,
but who about to buy all that big-ass bottle for? You know they taxing like a motherfucker because they trying to get their money.
For one margarita,
Right, you can go to the damn liquor store.
I'll just go to the liquor store and make my own.
Exactly.
But y'all stay safe. Stay positive. Safe. Stay uplifted. Don't lose your mind. Don't strangle your kids.
Please don't.
Or your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever.
Please don't.
And just stay positive. Make some Zoom calls. Stay connected. And we'll be back.
We'll be back.
See y'all next week.
Bye.